This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Let's go and get the latest on the Pope's general weekly audience. Ashley Nerona is the Vatican correspondent for Relevant Radio and joins us live this morning. Ashley, good morning. Welcome back.
Buongiorno, John. Thank you. I'm very happy to be with you today.
The Pope outside in St. Peter's Square for the general weekly audience today, telling us to disconnect and connect to the gospel of Lent. Disconnect from our devices and connect to Jesus.
Yes, yes, that can be a hard thing to do these days, John. But nevertheless, today, as we begin Lent on this Ash Wednesday, the Holy Father spoke about what our journey during this Lenten time means. And he mentioned that it should be a time where we, for these 40 days, imitate Jesus in the best way we can. And of course, just as he spent those 40 days of prayer in the desert preparing for his public ministry, this is a time for us to, as you say, John, to just disconnect and to create a place of silence. Because it's there, says the Pope, that we are entirely free. And it's there that we hear God, we hear that small, still voice, we hear his word, and of course, that is how we experience his call as well. And the Pope went on to discuss how much in the busyness of today's world, how we really need that silence. And it's the way that we grow in openness to God. And of course, it made me think personally of Pope Benedict XVI and how he used to always speak about how we have a duty to train what he called a listening heart, a heart that will always be open to God's voice. And so Pope Francis today went on to speak about fasting and what that means and how it's such a valuable tool because it trains us to really recognize how often in our lives we spend superfluous time in pursuing things that are superficial or things that are empty. Instead, this is a time to fast of those things. But he also pointed out, specifically, he said, fasting isn't just for losing weight. He said, it's a time for saying no to the things that are superficial, that are unnecessary in our lives. It's a time to get back to the basics and rediscover what he called is essential. So he asked us today to use this time of silence, which he called the solitude of the desert, to really become more sensitive to people around us who are calling out. They're calling out quietly for our help, for our encouragement. He mentioned that these are the people who suffer in silence. They don't make the news, but nevertheless, we are asked to help them, especially those who are suffering and are weaker. He says we should help them find new life. And during this time of Lent, to ask the Lord to keep our eyes and our hearts open to that possibility. In addition, Pope Francis went on to pray for peace in Iraq today. He was, of course, supposed to have visited Iraq this year. He won't be doing that because of security concerns. But he ended today finally asking all of us to pray that our fasting and our works of mercy will strengthen us in that resolve to follow the Lord, to follow the Lord on his own journey, especially that from Good Friday to Easter Sunday. And it's through that that we can know the power of his grace. And as he said, that we can make every desert a garden of new life, John.
Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent, giving us the latest update on the Pope's general weekly audience in St. Peter's Square. And I also like how we talked about his words, the pollution of verbal violence. And the Holy Father saying we live in an environment that is polluted by too much verbal violence, by so many offensive and harmful words which are amplified by the internet. And if we're going to fast from social media over the next 40 days or a portion of the next 40 days, boy, that's some sage advice. That's something that's worth printing out and putting on your computer.
Yes, it is, John. It's so true. And of course, that idea of creating that listening heart will, in the realm of silence, will help us to really be attuned to those things, to check our words, even before, not just after they come out, but get to the point in that realm of silence where we are being so aware of these things before they do. And that's, of course, how we create good habits. And that's what Lent is all about. It's about breaking those old habits and leading us to virtue. And as James tells us in Scripture, the tongue is something that we use to bless, but also to curse. So looking at those words is a really good place for each of us to start, John.
And Ashley, of course, a big story that is making headlines is the coronavirus as it spreads around the world. The Center for Disease Control in Atlanta is saying it's only a matter of time before it comes here to the United States. I know Italy has become one of the hotbeds of the coronavirus. What's really going on in Italy regarding the coronavirus?
Well, you know, today at the Papal Audience, the Pope prayed for those who are ill with the coronavirus, for all healthcare workers who are involved, government workers, et cetera, who are trying to stop this from spreading. So at this moment, there are about 80,000 cases globally. As of this morning, there are about 325 cases in Italy. Sadly, there have been 11 deaths. Now, at this moment, they are mostly in the northern region of Italy, specifically the Lombardy and Veneto region. So in those areas, there has been what we could call a lockdown or quarantining. They've closed some schools. They've closed universities and museums, most public venues like sporting events. You know, even the carnival last days, that is, of the carnival celebration in Venice, were canceled because of this. Now, this is a preemptive measure. They're trying to, of course, contain what's happening up there. And to give you an idea, another real concern that's hitting Italy, we've talked, John, over the months about Venice and how badly Venice has been hit by the floodings and various financial difficulties that have resulted. Now, Veneto and Lombardy, those regions up north, they represent about 25 to 30% of Italian GDP. And so they're estimating that region's going to lose about $1 billion in the next month as they expect these measures to be in place. So what's happening in Rome? Well, they are acting very preemptively. They have created what are called pre-triage tents outside of 30 different hospitals in Rome and in the state of Lazio. And so the idea is that these are 700 square meter inflatable tents, and they're meant to be reception areas where they can meet patients, where they can do testing, et cetera, and sort of like a filter center to help people if they're having any kind of flu-like symptoms. So I'll tell you another interesting thing that's going on. When I returned from my trip to Nice, France for Carnavale last week, my temperature was taken in the airport. So there's just various preemptive things that are going on. And what it looks like that is that in the face of this reality, Italy has reacted quickly. They've reacted efficiently. And our prime minister is saying, you know what, everybody keep calm. Looks like all the best actions are being taken right now. And the reality is that life is continuing as normal in most places, John.
Ashley Nerota on the latest news of Rome and the Vatican this morning, and of course, the spread of the coronavirus in Italy as well. If we could double back to Ash Wednesday, how does the Holy Father celebrate Ash Wednesday? Obviously with Mass, and what's special about his Ash Wednesday Mass?
Yeah. Well, you know what? There is such a wonderful tradition that happens here. So today, Ash Wednesday begins the first of the station churches in Rome. And of course, that's something that I'll be participating in along with my husband, John. And so I look forward to sharing more about that with all of our listeners throughout the Lenten season. But today on Ash Wednesday, Pope Francis this afternoon is going to lead a penitential procession. And the procession will be on the Aventine Hill. And it will begin at the Basilica of Sant Anselmo. That's a Benedictine monastery there. And the procession will go a short ways to the Basilica of Santa Sabina in Rome. And then throughout the procession, they'll be singing the Litany of the Saints. So the idea is invoking the prayers of all the saints for the next 40 days ahead to make this a time of emptying out for us, a time of house cleaning, we might say. And when the procession arrives at Santa Sabina this afternoon, the Holy Father will celebrate Mass there. And this tradition that the station churches begin at Santa Sabina is as old as it goes all the way back to apostolic times, because the different station churches, of course, have been built on what were once house churches. Now, this particular church is the oldest extant basilica in Rome that's actually preserved in its original architectural style. It goes all the way back to the 5th century, and there was a Christian martyr, St. Sabina, who lived in that very house that was there. Now, it's also well known for another important reason, which was that in about 1265, a man by the name of St. Thomas Aquinas lived right there on the ground, because he opened a house of studies there at Santa Sabina, and he would, of course, be teaching there. My husband John and I have had the opportunity to visit that very room inside of the Church of Santa Sabina. And it's from there, it was somewhere around that time, that he actually began to write what we now know as the Summa Theologica. And another very special thing that visitors to the church today will stop and spend time visiting is this amazing wooden door. It goes back to the 5th century, and each of those panels of the door tells a different scriptural story. And the first on the top left is actually the earliest depiction of the crucifixion that we have in Western art. So very special things going on to start Lent today in this penitential way, and at a very beautiful and meaningful location, John.
Ashley Nerona is an American who is living in Rome, and she teaches crisis communications and media training to priests and seminarians. TruthandBeautyProject.com. Head to that website, TruthandBeautyProject.com. Ashley and her husband, John, have founded that, and it provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. TruthandBeautyProject.com. Ashley, all the very best to you and John. We'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to that. Thank you, and happy first day of Lent.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.